The Trump administration has opened a new front in its battle for technological superiority with China. It's barring companies from supplying computer chips to the Chinese telecom behemoth Huawei. And caught in the middle is a Taiwanese company trying to keep all sides happy. NPR International Affairs correspondent Jackie Northam reports.
There was great excitement recently at the State Department after the Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, TSMC for short, announced it would build a $12 billion computer chip facility in Arizona. State Department spokesperson Morgan Ortegas.
The TSMC deal is a game changer for the U.S. semiconductor industry that will bolster American national security and our economic prosperity.
TSMC is a giant in the world of computer chip manufacturing.
They take designs from other companies and they build very cutting-edge advanced semiconductors for just about everything you can think of, cameras, smartphones, computers. They sort of pioneered this industry.
Paul Triolo focuses on the intersection of politics and technology at the Eurasia Group. He says TSMC has a low profile, but is an integral part of the global supply chain for computer chips.
They supply lots of U.S. companies, Apple, Qualcomm, and then the leading players in China, like Huawei and other AI companies.
But one day after TSMC announced the Arizona plant, the Trump administration delivered a blow, saying that any chip maker around the world that uses U.S. technology, including TSMC, is banned from supplying Chinese telecom powerhouse Huawei or any of its entities. Adam Siegel directs the Digital and Cyberspace Policy Program at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York. He says the new regulations put TSMC in a tough position.
They are right in the crosshairs for U.S.-China technology competition. And, you know, doesn't want to have to choose and has always wanted to be able to supply customers on both sides of that.
James Lewis, a cybersecurity specialist at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says the new regulations mean the U.S. has found a way to critically undermine Huawei.
Huawei depends on TSMC for its chips. China can't make advanced chips. The dilemma for them is to make chips, you need access to American technology. So the administration has found a choke point, and they're starting to squeeze it.
The new regulations stiffen earlier sanctions. It's all part of a larger effort by the Trump administration to tighten the screws on Huawei. To the Chinese, the mobile telecom equipment company is something of a national treasure. To the U.S., it's a national security concern, says Lewis.
I've been watching Huawei for about 20 years. They have their roots in the Chinese intelligence service. They've got tremendous support from the government.
Eurasia Group's Triolo says there is evidence that Huawei engages in questionable business practices, such as IP theft, but says so far there's no evidence of a smoking gun when it comes to Huawei acquiring intelligence for Beijing.
I think the real issue underlying this is concern within the Trump administration about Huawei's dominance of 5G, this next generation mobile architecture. They dominate this globally. So at one level, you know, trying to cripple Huawei is driven by this desire in the administration to sort of slow down Huawei's dominance of 5G.
Triolo says there's little question China will retaliate in this ongoing high-tech battle between the two countries. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.